Hello, welcome. Actually, Heart Factor 90.3 Nigeria Info and Herring Port Harcourt. I'm Dial. 13 minutes come past 4 p.m. The conversation continues. Many thanks for staying tuned. We're still having Port Harcourt's biggest conversation over here. Now, earlier on today, you know, I'm sure like most Nigerians, you woke up to the news, to some interesting piece of news, as once again, the media space was awash with the news item. Every media house was reporting it. Just about every newspaper, broadcast media outfit, radio and TV were all reporting it. And this is one version that's published by the Punch newspaper. Wike sues Atiku Tambuwal, demands recognition as candidate. Governor Yesim Wike of Rivers State has sued the presidential candidate of the People's Democratic Party, Atiku Abubakar, the Sokoto State Governor, Aminu Tambuwal, PDP over the week, and the PDP over the conduct of the presidential primary of the party that was held in Abuja on May 28 and May 29, 2022. Now, in the suit marked FHC ABJ CS 782-2022, Wike and a PDP chieftain, Nugent Cameron, are listed as the plaintiffs in the originating summons. The PDP is listed as the first respondent, while INEC is the second respondent. Tambuwal and Atiku are listed as the third and fourth respondents, respectively. During the PDP presidential primary, when aspirants were asked to address delegates, Tambuwal had asked them to vote for him, only to return moments later to ask them to vote for Atiku. Now, in the originating summons, Wike and his co-applicant asked the court to determine eight issues, including whether the purported transfer of Tambuwal's votes to Atiku by the PDP was illegal and void. The plaintiffs asked the court to determine if Tambuwal lost his claim to vote and the moment he stepped down for Atiku. He asked the court to determine whether Tambuwal, having stepped down during the primaries, ought to lose his votes. All right, sir. And it goes on and on. So that was the breaking story that lots of persons woke up to earlier on today. And like I said, I was able to discuss that with Emohua local government chairman, Dr. Chidi Lloyd, and also other matters affecting the PDP at the national level and in River State at this time. However, attempts at reaching my guest via phone, Dr. Chidi Lloyd, have been unsuccessful thus far, but the conversation must continue. So back to my opener. So, once again, this was the story. This was the breaking news earlier on today. However, there has been, since then, there has been an update. Apparently, the situation maybe may not be as it appears. As this day reports this, Wike his own suit against Atiku's candidacy. River State Governor Yesim Wike, a few moments ago, distanced himself from a purported suit said to have been filed by him seeking the removal of Atiku Abubakar as presidential candidate of the PDP in next year's general election. And this comes few hours after some media outfits had reported that Wike had ordered the removal of PDP flags in River State Government House, which also turned out to be false. In an exclusive chat with This Day, the governor denied knowing anything whatsoever about the purported suit, even knowing the lawyers who filed the suit in the first instance. Quote, "I don't know anything about the so-called suit. I did not ask anyone to file any suit for me." Yeah, and he also said, quote, "I don't know the lawyers. Am I a kid to be filing a suit at this time? I had 14 days after the primary within which to have filed any suit. I didn't do that. Then, is it 2 months after primary I will file a suit?" This was also on our news earlier on as well. Governor Yesim Wike has denied going to court to challenge the victory of the PDP presidential candidate Atiku Abubakar. Governor Wike said this during the commissioning of the River State House of Assembly quarters in Port Harcourt. The governor said he has no plan to challenge the outcome of the PDP presidential primary. Let's take a listen to what the governor had to say on this matter. Okay, I'm unable to... seems I'm unable to access that right now. Just a moment while I still... Let's see if I can find that someplace. Just a moment. Okay. I am having some difficulty accessing that sound right now. But I'll keep working on it, though. Hopefully I will find it someplace sometime soon. But also, the governor advised the PDP presidential candidate Atiku Abubakar to be wary of those supporting him. He said the action may cost him his victory in the 2023 presidential general election. All right. Hopefully I can find the sound for that sometime soon. And as soon as I get it, I will be playing it back. But that's the situation, basically. The governor has denied being a party to or knowing anything about this suit. Once again, I was supposed to have Dr. Chidi Lloyd join me for the conversation, but efforts at reaching him are futile at this time. But let's get your take. I'd like to have a conversation with you nonetheless. Yeah. Do you think, how do you suppose the crisis with the PDP is going to end? What are your projections as far as the crisis within the PDP right now, even though anyone who cares to talk from within the PDP insists that there is no crisis within the party? But whatever term you decide to use for it, whatever name you decide to call it, whatever nomenclature you ascribe to it, how do you think this will be resolved? What do you project? What do you think will happen? Whether or not the River State governor knows anything about this suit, whether or not the River State governor is involved in this suit, whether or not he knows the lawyers who filed this matter, whether or not he knows how he was somehow listed as an appellant in this matter, how do you think this matter currently affecting the PDP will end? The line to open, call 0817-93-0002 or 0817-93-0003 or 0817-93-0007. Those are the numbers to call. We are live on Facebook and Twitter at NigeriaInfoPH. That's facebook.com/ NigeriaInfoPH. Also via Twitter at NigeriaInfoPH as well. Triple comment there. We'll get to those in a moment. And WhatsApp is on 0809-030-6416. That's 0809-030-6416 via WhatsApp. Hello, Hard Fact, welcome.
Hello.
Hello, go ahead, please.
Okay, this is Fine Bopinsley.
Go ahead.
Yes, I want to... Actually, what is happening in PDP currently is not new. That any man who has sowed will reap what he has sowed. I can also remember vividly 2015 during Anichi and the National through Mike. Now, so he's reaping what he has sowed. It is not going to end well. Either he's going to
How do you think it will end? You said it will not end well. So how do you think it will end?
How do I do what?
How do you think it will end?
Well, it do not go away. It do not end well. Either anyone who has been offended has to leave. You cannot see being in the same party and be fighting it. When it happened within America.
So what do you think will happen? What do you think will happen eventually?
What will happen eventually?
Yes.
I think whatever that is happening is in favor of other parties.
All right, great to hear from you. Thanks for your contribution. Hello, Hard Facts. Once again, 0817-93-0002 or 0003 or 0007. Will the crisis within the PDP be resolved? How will the crisis be resolved? Do you think, or what do you foresee happening with the PDP at this time? 913, hello, you're welcome.
Hello?
Hi, go ahead.
Good evening.
Hello, go ahead.
Okay, there are interesting days ahead in the politics of the River State. With the two major graduates who are leading both parties, I'm talking about Lake and Niamichi. The relationship between Atiku and Niamichi seems to have broken down, because even if they come together tomorrow to work, that trust will no longer be there. And from all indication, Wednesday is aware of this. And we want to work for the UPP at the national level and then probably work for PDP, the zone candidate, at the state level. The same thing seems to play out in the UPP. where Pini Amaechi is also disenchanted with the leadership of PCP at the national level, particularly with Pini, whom he has said recently that those who voted for Pini are now regretting. That is a clear indication that he is also happy with the leadership of APC. And he seems to be thinking towards that Tiki. While it means thinking towards that Tiki, we're thinking towards Tinubu, while they have their governorship candidates.
So what you're saying is, you think the River State governor will sabotage his party in River State for the presidential election?
I don't think he will sabotage his party in River State.
No. For the presidential election. That's what I got from what you're saying.
Yes, he will sabotage the presidential election and work for the governorship of the PDP in River State, probably.
How does that work in his favor if his party does not win the presidential election?
Well, if he can keep grip of the state, it doesn't matter to him what they do at the federal level. If he can hold the state, don't forget that he has gotten a very good candidate that he can manipulate and hold that. And so if the guy wins, he will continue to dominate and control the state. Although it doesn't always work that way, because we have seen in other states where
Great to hear from you, sir. Pardon me, I have a commercial break coming up now. Discussions continue shortly. Please stay with us.
We take off with the biggest conversations, with an exchange of opinions and ideas on the Morning Crossfire. Settle you into your day when we say hello, Port Hackett.
Take you on a ride to the sunny side of life.
Hover a bit while picking at the details on hard facts. Take a detour through the exciting world of sports.
And get back on track with Let's Talk.
Land you safely as we chit-chat into the morning on Chat Station. And then do it all over again on your number one talk, news and sports radio station, 92.3 Nigeria Info.
Welcome back to the Hard Factor Nigeria Info and here in Port Harcourt. I'm Dio. 25 minutes ago before 5 o'clock. Our discussions continue, however, on the situation with the People's Democratic Party. Now, earlier on today, or early this morning, Nigerians woke up to this news of Wike suing Atiku Tambuwal and demanding recognition as the candidate. Details in the Punch and other dailies, however, an update to that was published afterwards, a couple of hours afterwards. For example, this one from this day. Wike disowned suit against Atiku's candidacy. The River State Governor, Yusuf Wike, distanced himself from a purported suit said to have been filed by him seeking the removal of Atiku Abubakar as presidential candidate of the PDP in next year's general elections. So, well, whether or not the governor, because there is a suit, there's no doubt in the fact that there is a suit, as indicated in the Punch newspaper article and other articles as well. The suit is marked FHC/ABJ/CS/782/2022, in which Wike and the PDP chieftain, Neil Gent Cameron, are listed as the plaintiffs in the originating summons. The PDP is listed as the first respondent, while the INEC is second respondent. Tambuwal and Atiku are listed as third and fourth respondent, respectively. Now, it seems that there is no controversy as to whether or not there is a suit. It seems factual that there is a suit. And also that the River State Governor is listed amongst as one of the appellants and one of the person. Well, the governor has said he knows nothing of the suit. He doesn't know the lawyers who filed the suit. He does nothing. So, well, if that's the case, then I would expect the governor would ask his lawyers. I'm not a lawyer, but if someone were to inform me that they're aware that there's a matter in court which I'm instituting, maybe in consonance with some other persons, I would be alarmed, especially if I knew anything about it. I would ask my lawyer to possibly go to that court and tell the court that I have nothing to do with this matter and that my name should be struck out as one of the appellants. And who knows, I might even, if it were possible, I might even initiate some legal proceedings against whoever is responsible for listing my name as an appellant in that matter without my consent. But that's just me, by the way. That's just me. That's what I would very likely do in a similar scenario. But whether or not the governor knows anything about this, whether or not he knows the lawyers, whether or not he's aware of this situation, what do you think, how do you think the matter and with the PDP will play out? Will it be resolved? Will it be resolved anytime soon? How will it be resolved? What would happen eventually? Let's get your take. The lines are open. Call 0817-93-0002 or 0003 or 0007. We're live on Facebook at Nigeria Info PH, live on Twitter as well at Nigeria Info PH. Let's get your take on this matter. Let's see. All right. Got some comments via, is that it? Okay. Got some comments via Facebook. Let's see. Victor Marcus goes, there's no crisis in the PDP if you ask me. Wicca is trying to play God of the PDP, but I want him to remember that whatever he is today is the handwork of the PDP. Onoche Peter goes, Kidavin Dio, this matter will end with Wicca being suspended by the PDP leadership backed by trumped up allegations. Okay. 913, hello.
Hello.
Hi there, go ahead.
Yes, Mr. Daniel.
You're welcome. Go ahead.
My name is Sam, fellow from Tobacco. Yes. Concerning the PDP crisis, it's going to be a colossal loss to the PDP, both at state and at the federal level. Because if you check the antecedents of the governor, he's been denying a lot of things. So I don't think him coming now to deny this one actually holds any water.
Are you implying that the governor is aware of the suit and he's a part of it? Are you suggesting that the governor knows about the suit, knows more about the suit than he's saying?
Yes, it definitely does, because I don't think anybody goes to the court on behalf of anybody to make a suit. I don't know if such thing actually works in the court of law. I think you know something, and is that right?
Nothing, go ahead.
So I think he actually knows something, because he cannot speak on people's face and expect others not to speak on his face as well. So I think he's a pushback for all his speech. Thank you.
You're welcome. 913, hello.
Hello?
Hi, go ahead.
Yeah.
Go ahead, please.
Hi, yo.
Yes.
Yeah. My name is Comrade Lesambari Sonny, the President Tambari.
Please go ahead with your comments or contribution.
Okay. We could delay the suits, displaying the suits against Atiku. I can see that most times, I don't know why politicians don't want to change their attitude. They fail to understand that whatever they do, that people are looking at them. They might try to play one game or other. This news of Wike filing a suit in this article has been on the news for about 2 days now. And coming today, we are hearing that Wike is denying being part of that suit that he knows nothing about. I don't think that this government is sincere to us, because for 2 days now he has not reversed that information.
Maybe he didn't hear about it when you heard about it.
Pardon?
Maybe he didn't hear about it when you heard about it.
No. For a paper, for a newspaper to have an information of that level, is not a joke. It's not a joke. So it should not take us on granted. I think the people that are listening, the rivers people that are listening to this kind of information, denying it at this time is very disheartening, that the governor, who is a leader, who lives to pay at least a legacy of his position, should not come in this manner. And I know this matter between them and Atiku will not end well. It will not end well, because he has started laying hands where he's not supposed to lay hands. Atiku is aware that he filed a suit, so you know he should not try to dodge away from it.
So how do you think? Do you think it will end?
Pardon?
Oh, pardon me. Pardon me as well. Hello, how far to welcome?
Good evening, brother.
Yeah, go ahead.
Thank you. Put you on ground. Okay, you just said it all. That if you, your name is being used in a suit, you have the right to send the lawyers to go to the courts and say, I did not file any suit. Nobody should use my name to cause trouble. It's as simple as ABCD. But I will tell you that the governor is the one that did it. Because this is not the first time such things have happened. And you go to the court, you will see his lawyer, PP lawyers, Okara and others, standing for the matter. And then, as he said, that he's not interested, he didn't know what is happening. I think that's part of the way he wants to touch the issue. He should come out clean and say, this is what I want. This is what I don't want. I'm standing for it. Instead of cutting the bush, I'm going to shout, Nahu the Kota, Nahu the Kota. My name is Good News. Thank you.
913, hello.
Hello, Dio. Good evening.
All right, go ahead.
Yeah, thank you. There are some certain things you will hear on air, you will be surprised. Is it by force? Someone is telling you, the person of UK as the governor of Freedom State, that I'm not a party to that suit. And somebody will come on air telling us that it is the governor. What kind of a society is this? I am telling you I'm not the person, and you are forcing me that I'm the one. What is the meaning of all these things that are happening?
How do you think what's happening in the PDP will play out eventually?
As far as I'm concerned, I watched that program from the start to the end. He has said it all.
How do you think what's playing out in the PDP will be resolved eventually?
It's only Atiku and Abubakar wake up from his slumber. As far as I'm concerned, Atiku is sleeping. Atiku should wake up from his sleep. You cannot toy with even just the state governor. Talk less of a governor of River State, Lagos State, Kano State. You don't toy with those type of governors. Look at what APC is struggling to do. They want to maintain Lagos. They want to retain Kano. And you ask only River State out of this state.
How do you think the matter, the issue with the PDP will be resolved? Do you have any comments to that question? Do you have any response to that question?
If only Atiku Abubakar wake up from his sleep and move very fast and settle the house, he's telling us I'm here to rescue Nigeria. Is this how you want to rescue?
All right, great to hear from me. Hello, Hardfax 913. Welcome. Go ahead.
Good evening, Adele.
Hello, go on.
Yes, sir. For me, the governor denying that he did not file any suit against Atiku, PDP, and the INEC. I think it's neither here or there. Why do I say so? Because I think either you help us and make available the counsel behind the suit. And I think from information we have, is the governor that directed or instructed his counsels to file a suit against PDP and Atiku and INEC. But considering how our politicians are and nothing matters to them, I think they can deny at any given time. But I think also that what he has done by what we are hearing is a very big blow because it will go down well. He has been the one that has been championing good things. This PDP, that's taking your party to court to mean that you don't go to that party again.
So what do you see playing out eventually? What do you see playing out eventually?
From my own line of thinking, I think he's just showing his ideas to make sure that the party will not stand to contest the 2023 election by making sure that since he was not the party's choice, that nobody will be presenting the party.
Why would he want to do that? How would that benefit him?
How would that benefit him?
Yes.
in so many ways, because one, you know what they do in spite of defending their personal interests and power. It will benefit him because at the end, to him now, everybody is looking at him as someone that is weak. In order to show he's a strong politician, he will rob them on the mob. So that is how me, I think, that it will benefit him. Because so many persons are looking down on him and saying, oh, what he has been. You know what he said, man? He was contesting for the president. He didn't get to him. He later became interested or began to talk about getting the president. They didn't get to him. So if they did not give him presidency or the vice president position, the best thing for him is to destroy everything. And I think that is what he's doing. And it's very unfortunate.
Mm. All right. Okay, let's go over to comments section right now. See what's happening over there. At John_Pokey's Twitter, I don't think the PDP crisis will stop easily. Pride has taken over their minds, and no one is ready to submit to another, and that's their problem. Over to WhatsApp. Let's see. Good evening, Di. In my case, my analogy, as far as the PDP crisis has headed to the courts, reconciliation will be very difficult, if not impossible, unless the Atiku camp concedes to Wike's demands. That's in barrier. Could have been done. I'm not a supporter of the governor, but I think the court case is likely to be in favor of the appellant, cited the subject matters as to who the appellant is. For those of us who know the antecedents of the governor, know the governor is behind it. And that's Bright from Port Harcourt. Michael from Mokwe goes, in my house, when it comes to... it's a different matter. This PDP matter will be settled amicably on the grounds of give and take, because from the tone of Wike, I can sense that he only wants Atiku to come and beg and negotiate with him on what he will gain should they win the general elections come 2023. I will advise Atiku to bring himself down and go to Wike, beg him to support him fully, as he, Atiku, is the one contesting election and should be washing the foot of every single disciple in PDP at this point in time. All right? PVAS is a game changer. Every single vote is very important and should be secured jealously. That's from Bifu Barra. All right. Could have been done. I can bet this suit wasn't initiated by the governor of River State. Hello, Dyke. Good evening. Governor denying he knows nothing about the case is typical of a Nigerian politician who says one thing in the night and says another in the morning. I've been around long enough to know how dishonest our politicians are. However, the infighting is a victory for the river's people. The infighting means victory for river's people is at the end. It's about them and not the people. So however it ends is good for them. I'm totally not interested in the infighting, that's from Victor. He knows about it. He just wants to put Atiku on a high jump so that he can sign the agreement he wants him to sign. He just wants to create awareness for Atiku that he can take the case to court. And you know that will definitely divide PDP more and more. Hello, Dio. If we are to go by the latest on the matter, should the suit be decided in favor of the claimant, Wike, who has denied filing the suit or knowing those behind it, has summarily relinquished his right to benefit from the process? Because if you are not a party to a suit, you can't become a beneficiary. And that's Mark Paul from Canada. But I don't think it works that way, Mark Paul. Now, the court does not determine a matter based on hearsay or what's in the public domain or what's trending on social media or what the newspapers are publishing. No, the court only deals with matters before it. If the River State governor approaches the court and request that he be taken off as an appellant in the matter, even if that were to be the case, now there are two scenarios. One is that the governor knows about the suit and is actually responsible for it. He goes to court and then requests that the matter be withdrawn. What that means is that the case ends there. It doesn't go forward. However, the governor says he knows nothing about it and he doesn't know the people who filed the matter in court, and that he doesn't understand how his name came up as an appellant in the matter. So he can go to court, request that his name be struck out as an appellant in the matter. However, even if that happened and his name is struck out as an appellant in the matter, that does not stop the case from proceeding. the case can still proceed even if one of the appellants withdraws, because there are two appellants in this case. There's somebody else. So that person, if the person chooses, can continue with the matter. If victory is secured just because one of the appellants withdrew from the matter and is saying publicly that I don't know anything about this, it wasn't me. She saw me on the sofa, it wasn't me. We were in the shower, it wasn't me. It doesn't matter. The court is not determining whether or not Governor Wike knows about the suit. That's not the matter before the court. The matter before the court is not whether or not Governor Wike knows the lawyers who filed the matter in court. That's not the matter before the court. The matter before the court is not whether or not Governor Wike was responsible, or he's aware, or he doesn't know, or he knows. That's not the matter. The prayers before the court have nothing to do with that. So the court will focus on what has been brought before it. And if it decides that the appellant or the prayers are genuine, you know, and they grant in favor, you know, of the appellant, I believe the governor will still be a beneficiary nonetheless. You know, so maybe it's a kind of like a win-win situation, in a manner of speaking. All right, still got some minutes to go before 4 p.m. Let's get to your take. The lines are still open, by the way. 0817-93 0002 or 0003 or 0007, and via facebook.com/Nigeria info page. Via Facebook, Emmanuel Basso goes, Atiku shot himself in the foot when he made that deteriorating comment on his acceptance speech. Now on how to resolve their differences. Atiku now has to promise Wike a good and tangible position so Wike can stand and vote for him. As a matter of fact, Wike is a very important person in the PDP family and commands a great deal of authority. Remember how many governors suggested Wike as VP.